Hello.
Hello. Hi, yes. Just a minute there. This is Kevin.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, is it just a minute there?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Kevin. Kevin from Penguin Publishers.
Correct. How are you?
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. Am I not catching you at the bedtime?
Sorry?
Like, I think you suggested this time, like after 3 PST, so I think it's a good
Oh, yeah,
timing.
December.
All right, great,
This
great.
works.
I apologize that you have been expecting a call like since last week, but due to some reasons, like I was not able to go ahead and get back to you. Like I was having difficulty, so like wanted to go ahead and get your concerns addressed. Although, like team was lined up to send you the quote so that they can go ahead and get the publishing process done for the paperback and hardcover, but you were expecting to go ahead and have a word over the call first. So I'm here with you. Feel free to go ahead and talk about like whatever your concerns are like. I'm looking forward to go ahead and hear them.
Right. So here's the thing, right? So we've been working on this from October, right? Almost towards the end of October. And when I first talked to the first representative who, who just introduced me to Penguin Publishers, they told me that when everything is ready, it just takes a month. Now, did I expect it to be done in a month? Yes. But again, obviously, we have sometimes there might be extensions, right? That's fine. That's fine. Now, it's been 4 months. It's almost been 4 months. And all we have out is the ebook. And I talked to my parents about this, and they just asked me to consider maybe like withdrawing the contract because, look, it's just, there's, don't get me wrong, but it's just that there's no work that's being done. I mean, we've been working on this for weeks, and all that we did was merely edit the PDF doc. What kind of editing? And it's not even like grammatical errors or any kind of editing. It's just like formatting. We did formatting for 3 months, and then you published the ebook. And then it's been a month after that, and then nothing. We did nothing after that. And then again, we had Christmas break and all of that. I mean, I get. I don't expect you to work during holidays and vacation. I get that. You obviously you need your break. But then, during the working days, there was nothing done. And even during, like, usually it's like Friday, I do not get anything. I mean, I just, yeah, I don't think we're getting anything done. So I'm considering, I'm not sure, but I'm actually considering withdrawing the contract because the marketing, I've been asking so here's what I was given. Now, when I first talked to the representative, he told me that he gave me a full process of week one, week two, week three, week four, but it's not anything like that that's happening today because all of it, none of it were, happening when we were doing the ebook or like anything because in week two, apparently, I was supposed to get my marketing phase started out, but no, we did not do that. And I kept on asking you, I'm not blaming you, don't worry. I know there's a, there's, it, I know you're just like, you're like a representative to me, and the team does the job. I'm not blaming you, don't get me wrong. But then again, I've been asking the marketing firms and like all of that stuff for the past 4 months, and then all I get is, oh, this happens after the book is published. So I was like, fine. But then, is the book published yet? No. It's been 4 months, and I've been constantly calling you and talking to you all, talking to one of you all, just trying to get this done. But I don't know. I just feel like it's never ending, and I just, yeah. That's the thing. What you tell me? Do you have anything to say?
Well, just mother heard you that what you're trying to say, but eventually, like when we put the book live, like make the book published, like in the ebook format. So just because that you were saying that you wanted to get that published only for that for now, and then you wanted to later you asked me to go ahead and get it, get the other format of the book published. But I hope you know the difference that both of the publishing format require different sort of files, and the file formation needs to be done according to that. And when it comes to doing all those things, obviously, you know, we have got a certain standard turnaround time to go ahead and, you know, get things updated. Let's say that if there is something like as an error comes in the file, then we need to go ahead and get things sorted out on getting the files to be corrected. So when we are going ahead and doing the publishing with the file, so that next time there is no any trouble in that. And when it comes to catering the concerns, we are taking care of that. But just because, you know, since there is a holiday gap in between, and when it comes to getting the other two format of the book to be published, where you first demanded that you wanted to have the books to be uploaded only, and you will do the print review from your end, and then once you will approve it, then we will take them live, right? That's what you, I believe you
right.
told me. Yeah.
Right. But then again, let's not consider the holidays at all. I am talking about from October till today. I'm not talking about right after ebook or right before ebook or not just like certain period. I get holidays. I do not expect you to work at all during holidays. You guys need break. I get that. I totally get that. I'm talking about normal working days.
But first,
yeah, I do not.
Like, I can tell you one thing, because I remember when I got myself into this project, you were expecting that there should be someone, like, you know, who should go ahead and keep updating you every day. But I can tell you one thing, like, I have got, like, so many clients that
okay, let me correct that. So here's the thing. I did not expect you to update me every day. What I expected you to do is let me know whenever there's an update or anything going on, because at that point of time, I got a mail like 5 days once or 6 days once, which is basically, again, a week. Now,
yep.
Look, the contract was signed for a month because that's when we're supposed to get the stuff done. But then again, if you take like a week just to like edit a formatting of a file and then give it back to me, then I just, yeah.
Well, what I can tell you, it's not something that you only following, like when it comes to the policies and the things that we have formed. It applies to every customer that we are working with, like, you know, when it comes to talking about the turnaround time. However, like, you know, making the book, like, you know, doing the editing in the book, I personally would been working with you back and forth in order to be at the point where we can head towards taking the book, or, like, you know, publish the book. So the reason is that there was a time required and to go ahead and do that. And if you are considering the fact that, you know, if something was delayed, but it was just a standard procedure that every company itself has there, you know, to follow, like, you know, within the company they set up. So I'm not sure that what
I did
else-
that. So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, right? Now, look, we published the ebook in December.
Yeah.
Or am I right? No, it was in
December.
November,
yeah.
Right. Was it December? Yeah,
yeah.
November, November-ish, I should say.
Yeah.
So now, the publication date on Amazon is October 31st, but then we had to edit all of that, and then it was done in December. Firstly,
yep.
Now we work from October to like November-ish. That's fine. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But even, and after that, after the ebook was published, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened was we had format issues. And then I was like, we need to change this. But what happened was if you change that, something else was messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep asking you to like change single things and it just like never worked out. And in the start, here's the thing. In the start, I also provided you all with the sample PDF and told you all that that's what it should look like.
Mm-hmm.
I sent it to you like twice or thrice. And yet, there was stuff that was going wrong in the formatting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then again, after we got that published, it's been a month now, and why would it take a month? If I'm getting this wrong, please explain. Don't get me wrong, but like, why would it take a month to change formats from a PDF or to some other file? I mean, it's not like you're typing everything.
No. If you're referring to, sorry, first complete yourself.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just trying to make you understand that by the time we were doing the publishing, at that time you were expecting that we should go ahead and just publish the ebook version, because at that time you don't want to go ahead and get the other two formats to go ahead and get go out there. So we hold it on there, but just because that the only requirement at by that time was just the ebook version, and for that the file format that is required, it's different, and that's the reason we didn't get the other formats done. And then when you wanted to go ahead and get that process initiated, that was somewhere in the December, like maybe mid or somewhere near to that, and I tried to go ahead and get the team aligned, and there was like shortage of the people to go ahead and interact with when it comes to the publishing department. And however, somewhere or another, I was able to go ahead and get the files to be collected. But what happened was that, the coordination of the team. And since even last week, I tried to go ahead and send you the code so that team can go ahead and complete the process, but you were expecting that was, I believe, like...
Yeah, I had to talk to you because I had to talk to you before we proceed or anything, because, like, it's just been taking ages, and I honestly do not know if there's anything I could do about it, because I've been talking to you and also the representative who was there before you, but then it's basically changes nothing. So I was just wondering if that is that, then maybe...
What change you're expecting? Obviously, right after the holidays, I'm not sure if you're aware of this. Maybe not, because I didn't get a chance to speak to you that I've been sick, for almost, you can say, almost 2 weeks. And the illness that I had, I was not even expecting that I would be able to go ahead and get back to work like this that I'm normally, although I'm still in the recovery mode, that I can say. However, it was so difficult time for me because there is a certain virus that has been going on all around, and I was under that, but I was under the impression, because the symptoms that I had, it was quite similar to that. And then I had to go ahead and...
No, I get that. I totally get that. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm sorry about that. And I totally get that.
Yep.
Now, what I'm talking about is, I totally get sometimes we might need sick leaves, right? Because we're sick. And yeah, it's fine to have sick leaves or go on vacation or anything. But now whatever I'm talking about is for the past 4 months and not just the starting of January.
Well,
that's what I'm trying to say.
If you will include the last month where we got the book published, that was December, maybe you were calling it November, but still the last month was the holiday time. If you were considering that, there was a time that, more of people primarily focused towards the publishing, but I can tell you, December is the month where, a lot of people, the authors that if I'm referring to, they focus more towards the sales of the book, where, we do not just get the book published for the authors. The reason why you get, you got the marketing, because this is one of our core services that we do for a lot, not for you, but for a lot of customer, and marketing itself doesn't, work in a way that has been explained to you. There's so many other ways through which, we go ahead and do the marketing for the authors. And, that's the reason, there was a, delays in terms of getting things from the publishing end. However, getting the two other formats, ebook and the paperback and the hardcover, that is something that we wanted to go ahead and get it done, even though for that we reached out to you last week, although you were expecting that it should have been done in the December. But when you informed me, the holiday was exactly about to start.
Now, that's one thing, right?
So, if you are just referring to that part, however, the social media part and all those things that team has already been lined up with the research and everything about it. So, everything is, I think, catered. However, you're expecting, all things to go in the same time, but everything comes, at a time.
No, don't get me wrong. Get me wrong. So, here's the thing. I did not expect it to go at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
What I expected it to go the way I was told that it would go. Obviously, sometimes there might be extensions. Again, I said 4 weeks. I know it's hard to get it done in 1 month. I get it. Maybe 2 months. But then again, 3 to 4 months is a stretch, right? And secondly, also, I told you about the Instagram post. I told you we'll start resume the post after we publish the hardcover and the paperback, right? Does that happen? No. A lot of posts, I keep seeing a lot of posts from that account. And I also emailed you twice or thrice saying the posts are still going. Can you find a way to stop them? But no,
like,
nothing
stop.
happened.
I personally, like, I think I remember one email, but the thing is, the team already began with the calendar. Although, like, you know, they are doing it based on their analytics. They know the book is available in the ebook format. I totally agree with you. You had something, you know, in your mind, but obviously, when it comes to utilizing the strategy, they are the one who knows better than how things go ahead and work. Although there is no problem that we go ahead and listen to you, but eventually marketing itself is going to go ahead and work, like how the marketing team is going to go ahead and get things to go ahead and planned on. On the other hand, like if either you want your book to be available first, to be in the hardcover and the paperback, and then want to go ahead and get your post to be live, but eventually it's all about engaging the audience, like building the community for you, where through your post, where when people see something, then they should be able to go ahead and see some continuity of those things coming their way, like in the form of like more information that relates to the book, what exactly the book is all about and all that. So I think just not to have the availability in the paperback and the hardcover can be like so difficult, because we have been doing marketing for the people, like they have got their book available in just the ebook format too. And so it's not something like a very big thing, but although I go ahead and told them, but the thing was already initiated. So they have the entire calendar to go ahead and work on. So just because if they're going to go ahead and hold back, so their optimization process, you know, when it comes to doing the organic way of marketing, you know, there is a cycle works. Like in terms of, you're going to go ahead and put a hold on that, then you need to go ahead and start it from again. Like, you know, from the zero again, and maybe like, you know, somewhere you're going to lose that streak that you need to, you're maintaining it through your post.
Okay,
yeah.
I get that. Now, that mentioned, but you never told me about it until now.
Like, the reason is because we didn't get a chance to go ahead and speak to have a detailed conversation about it, but everything, what it's happening...
You could mail...
Honestly,
mm-hmm. I would have appreciated an email, because, firstly, that. Now, secondly, I'm on the Instagram page, right? Let's see. Now, all the posts are posted, right? Now, once again, how will the marketing on Instagram be done once the hardcover and the paperback version is published? Because you've basically went ahead and like posted all of this. So please tell me what you're going to do after the paperback. Now, after you posted all of this, there are 12 posts, 0 followers, and 0 following. That said, the spelling in the description is also wrong. Do you have anything to say about that?
Like, in terms of if this, there is something that you are able to find any sort of errors in there, although, like, you know, this point, I personally didn't go ahead and have a look on the marketing aspect that what exactly the progress is all about, but I'll go ahead and check with them that what sort of reach that we are getting when it comes to doing the posting, because posting is not something that, you know, we are supposed to do. We are supposed to gain reach on each of the posts that we are doing, and you know, right now, bringing in followers, it's not something that important. It's just about getting the maximum number of reach on the post. And how is it possible?
So that said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what? So let's talk about the reach, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are hardly 5 likes on each of the posts. Like, hardly. Some of them have 0 likes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, I'm not blaming you.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what we're talking about, the reach, something has to be done in each of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're like wrong spellings and stuff. Like, why would...
Mm-hmm.
Personally, if I'm marketing something,
mm-hmm.
if I'm like looking at something and I see an error, a minute error, right? Like
mm-hmm.
a spelling error or a typo, I would not really appreciate it, because obviously it honestly sometimes might anger the people or like anybody who sees. And now they're just like, oh, you don't know the spelling. So what I'm trying to say is, isn't it obvious that you're supposed to, like, not you in particular, but, like, the team, supposed to, like, take care of all the spelling errors and all of that? Like, I just, since the start, I, honestly, you suggest what I should be doing at this point, because I'm not sure.
Well, like, as I stated to you, just whether, like, if you are just considering the fact that, you know, the book is not available in the other two formats, and if this is something that bothers you, then I can say that, you know, when we were trying to go ahead and get the book published, you stated to me that you just wanted to go ahead and have the book to be available in ebook only. But the two other formats, they were
okay,
all...
Okay. Mr. Kevin, so here's the thing. I repeat you, it's not just the publishing part. I am talking about the whole process, the entire process, and not just the publishing part.
But the entire process, if you're even referring to, because we get into the publishing phase till last month, right? Before that, whatever time duration that has been spent, it was just to go ahead and get your manuscript corrected, like, you know, and there was, like, corrections, although maybe they were repeated, but eventually, like, you know, there is a team who works on the end. It's not me. It's not someone, like, you know, you have, that I can say that, as, like, it's not me, obviously, that's what I'm trying to tell you, that who have worked on it, although it was direction,
no, that's what I'm saying.
Communication
I,
that
look,
was
look,
done.
I am not blaming you, because I know it's not you. I know it's the team that's responsible for things that you do. I mean the publishing process and all of that.
Yep.
I get that you're just communicating it to them.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I have no contact with them. So if I'm asking about anything, I need to ask you.
Even
so
though if you
when I mean
contact,
you
will not be able to go ahead and track them down. The reason is because, like as I stated, if it's not something that's been told you before, that, you know, we have got...
I'm not looking forward to it. No. Don't get me wrong. I'm not looking forward to contact them. What I'm trying to say is, I don't have a way to contact them. So, by you, I mean the team and not just you.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm. Even though, like, you know, you are able to go ahead and interact with them, you know, These type of things takes time. You know, editing is something that takes up time up to, like, you know, 2 months to even, like, you know, at times it took like 6 months or even more, just the editing I'm referring to. However, it was not a ghostwriting, but as far as the standard time that we communicate when it comes to, you know, doing the editing for anyone, it stated clearly that it takes time for at least like 2 to 3 months to go ahead and get all the things done, and then we will be able to go ahead and be at the phase of publishing the book. So if you are relating the time duration, so I believe it's not that long, although the duration that makes it, like, you know, a total 4 months in total is just because there was the holiday time for the last month. Although we've done the publishing in the ebook in the last month, but the other formats was facing delay because of, you know, holidays and me being sick and all these kind of, you know, things that came in between. Yep.
Okay.
However, what I can tell you that things are going pretty well when it comes to what I can see, because, you know, as I do work with, like, you know, a lot of people, like, at the same time, so comparatively your things are doing pretty well where when it comes to maybe not gaining followers or something, but the concerns that you are trying to bring in, like, you know, primarily with the books are not being available in the paperback and the hardcover, it's not something like a very real big problem that I can say. Unless you have someone who came and asked you that just meant that they were looking for your book and they couldn't find it, like, you know, in these two formats, that is something that can bother and trigger you, because obviously being an author and wanted your book to be published, and then, you know, seeing someone like who is expecting this book to be in this format and they couldn't find it. So we don't even want that, but the thing is, now we wanted to go ahead and get this thing even sorted, and for that, you know, like as I stated to you, we will be sending you a code through which we can go ahead and get this thing even done from our end, and then the book will be published in all three formats, and rest it's going to be to go ahead and bring in the sales, and that's what we actually talked about in the beginning when you signed up after getting your book to be published, or maybe that was published already even before that, I'm not sure.
Okay, so I got you. Now, can you tell me for sure how long this might take for, like, publishing process? I need 1 fixed date. Because I need 1 fixed date. I mean, I don't want you to tell me, oh, by January 25 or by January 26. That's not what I'm expecting. But like a certain, in like a week, or like I need a day.
Like when it comes to getting the book to be available in the other two formats, I even tried to reach out to you. We would have been done like, you know, last week, that process. So if you wanted to get this thing to even done, I can say that within this week, we will be able to go ahead and get the other two formats to be out there and live.
This week?
Yep. Because we
okay,
just
I'm
started
looking forward
week.
To it.
Yep. We just started the week. And if in case there is any delays or error, then obviously that can be addressed within the running days. However, the process doesn't take too long. Although, if it doesn't get into any evaluation from the platforms itself, like, you know, the Amazon, that, you know, they have any sort of concerns to the files that have been attached, then we're going to go ahead and get it resolved. If files goes good to go, then there will not be any problem to take the book live in the other two formats.
Okay, so let me mention this first so that we don't get it confused. We
yep.
want this, okay. So here's the thing. Usually Amazon takes like just a day or two to deliver sample books because I've tried it before. And it only takes a day or two, right? So even just say, per chance, you get this both uploaded by tomorrow, it should still be done by Friday. I mean, like, per chance.
Even though earlier than that, but, you know, if there is no problem within the files or within the process, that we go ahead and get it done from our end. Yeah, but we can expect that this is going to be get done within this week.
Okay. That and one more thing I would mention is that I have school, right? Now, most of the time, if I'm able to pick up the call at school, I do it, but now I have like midterms going on at school, and it's like I might or might not be able to pick up the call. So I'm going to tell you the timings in which I'll be at school. So
sure, no problem. Since you know,
let
it's
me
a, it's
know
a,
so that even because if I'm on my phone by any chance, I mean, if I have my, if I have access to my phone at school, I will send you the link immediately, regardless of you trying to call me. So
all right.
Tomorrow,
I think texting would be convenient if that's okay to you, like, you know, via text.
Yeah, that's fine. It's probably fine, but then again, exams, right? We're not really allowed to use our phone. So that's the only thing.
Oh, all right. All right. I'll ask you first that if you have any time through which you will be available, or you'll be having the access of the phone by tomorrow. But if you can inform me right now, then I can go ahead and have things aligned by tomorrow before I send you the code. So if you have any time right now for tomorrow that you'll be available and where you will be sure you'll be having the access to your phone, then I can go ahead and have things aligned by tomorrow for you.
Right. Sure. So here's the timings. Right. Tomorrow. I'll definitely, give me a sec, I will open my schedule.
Sure.
Okay. Tomorrow, anytime after 9:30 a.m., I will have my, give me a second, I'm sorry. So tomorrow, anytime after 11:20 a.m., right?
Yes. Anytime. PST.
Anytime No. EST.
Oh, all right. Anytime after 11:30 EST.
Yes, 11:30 a.m. EST. That's for tomorrow.
Okay.
But for Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, Friday, right?
Like, I would say, like, we can align things for tomorrow if in case it didn't work out, as I know already that after 3 PST, you know, you get off. So probably after 3 PST, you will be available. That's, I think, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure, yeah. After
3
PST, I'll definitely be available.
That's not a problem. But I just wanted to make sure that... Sorry,
just letting you know, I will go after 3 EST as well because... Yeah, I'll be done with school by then. So 3 ESTLs will be available.
Oh, all right. Any day?
Any day, yeah.
All right. That sounds like a plan then. I'll just go ahead and have things aligned for tomorrow, earlier, like after 11:30 EST tomorrow, and like try to see that if we can go ahead and get this thing done by tomorrow, then, you know, we don't even need to wait till the end of the week. And then... we'll be all set. However, like whatever the other elements in order to go ahead and bring in the followers, I know it's concerning too. So we are gonna, I'm gonna go ahead and have a brief discussion on that part with the marketing team, and we'll try to see that what sort of lacking that we are having, and I'll try to go ahead and get it addressed with them directly. If in case there is something that I need to go ahead and discuss with you, then obviously I'm gonna go ahead and get back to you on that part.
Okay. Yep. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jasmita. Thank you for trusting us and, like, you know, keeping your support in terms of to, you know, make this thing happening, and we'll try not to just get it published, but to take you somewhere where you are confident of working with the Penguin.
Definitely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for your time.
Have a good night.
You too. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.